Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Elondis Lake. Our search for unity starts within. Our quest for safety starts within. Once we understand the role difference plays when building community, we can release what we are holding back. We can learn from life's challenges. We can become who we are meant to be.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Deborah Elondis Lake, and you're listening to Illusion of Difference. Today I'm going to talk about racism, for lack of a better word. That's just a shortcut, but a lot of us have different meanings for it. But the bottom line is racism is not a good thing you want to deal with. And it seems to follow every generation, different ways, different places in their lives, in our lives, different effects. Some are similar, but it's still there. Moving forward means moving away from what we call racism. And from my vantage point, I see us moving closer and closer to the way it was in the past in a lot of ways. And I wonder how this is going to play out, what's going to happen. And I don't have answers. None of us do, I don't think. You have to predict the future, and none of us can do that. We can guess. We can say, well, this is happening, and that's catching on, and people over here are doing this. So more than likely, we're going to be worse off, or more than likely, we'll be better off, or more than likely, it'll be the same. Still guessing. One of the things that I am noticing and seeing is we are going back to what is familiar to a lot of us. And that is, stick with people that you know, stick with groups that you understand and who say they understand you. And let racism or people who don't stick with us or who don't belong with us or who don't fit in or who do, we'll be together. But where does that fit when you're trying to create change for the better, for all of us? And for the now, we're looking at the planet. So from what I see, things are very iffy. And there's also a lot of good and exciting things that are going on as well that we couldn't imagine, like going to Mars, that kind of thing. But the day-to-day stuff, the dealing with each other, the taking care of ourselves and each other, that's where I see us slipping back and moving backwards in a lot of ways. And I can't help but think about my father. He's come up a lot over the last couple of years in my memory. And some of the lessons that I just picked up from him, just being around him, came to the forefront. And there's a lot of wisdom there, and there's a lot of things that he taught me that I learned without even saying a word. For instance, he was a working man. He wore a suit, and he also, I saw him one time when I was a little kid following around behind him, maybe 7, 8, 9 years old, and he was putting cardboard in his shoe. And that got my attention. I said, why are you doing it? Oh, darling, it's okay. I just have a little bit of a problem with my shoe and the other one too. So I'm just fixing it so I can go into the office. Little did I know, I mean, he had a hole in his shoe, and he was putting cardboard in so that his foot wouldn't be walking on concrete so he could go to work. Kind of dedication is something that can be taken for granted, but in the long haul, from my experience, you realize that kind of dedication, that kind of I don't even know the word for it, doesn't come by often. And he did it without complaining, where I could hear it anyway. So that's the kind of place that we need to highlight. I'm sure we all have examples of where people who were responsible for us, adults, the mothers, the fathers, the uncles, the brothers, whoever was the adult responsible for us when we were kids, we have silent lessons that we can share with one another. I've shared some of my lessons from my father just over the past maybe a couple of years or so, and I still have more. There's a whole storybook that has opened up with these memories that I have of him going around doing what needed to be done without complaining and without saying, I wish I hadn't done this, or I wish I had done this. And that is where we need to come together, as opposed to coming together around a thing or a political stance or a religious institution. Those things, we have to separate ourselves out in order to come together and find whatever it is that is supposed to be pulling us together under this heading. But you find yourself saying, I don't belong here, I don't belong there, I don't belong this, I don't belong there. Oh, here, I can find myself here. Not what we need to do now. I'm convinced we need to do better in order to address some of the things that are going on right now that won't change unless we change. And it won't change with one group or one institution. All of us have to come together with all our experience, all of our knowledge that we have learned over the years and decades and been taught. We have to come together now and be human and understand what that means. That means that we're not perfect, not by any means, but we are human. It means that we belong together And it also means that we're in a position to either demolish this planet or make it safe for everything and everyone. And it's up to us to decide which one we're going to do. And I hope that we'll come to the conclusion that it's more important to work together and come together and accept each other, accept our stories, learn about ourselves first. Because a lot of us, I'm including myself in all of this, have stories that we didn't even remember about different lessons that we picked up just from being around the adults that were in charge of us and taking care of us or not. And that is difficult work, but they're different people, and we are on our own paths, and we are in different spaces along those paths. Some of us are just starting to get to know ourselves as adults. I'll give you an example. I was reading, and then I put the book down and was just kind of daydreaming. And I remembered, the book was set in the winter time in the woods. I do remember that. And I, out of that, just reading a book and putting it down when I felt like it and just kind of letting it bubble in my brain a little bit and just see what comes up. What came up was a memory that I had of my father being laughed at because he would take me in Detroit. He would take me to little ponds in the neighborhood. I think there was a little pond somewhere downtown or someplace that would freeze, and kids would go and ice skate. I didn't know how to ice skate all that well. And I don't think he knew how to ice skate at all. But he would put on his coat. My mother would say, "Where are you going, Van?" And he said, "Oh, Deborah said she wants to go and practice, ice skating. And I'm going to take her because she doesn't need to go by herself. She's too young." And she thought it was kind of funny and it kind of made a laugh out. All of these memories came back to me. And I was there. I was that kid. And he was sitting on a park bench. He would bring his newspapers or whatever he was working on or whatever he was reading, put it in his lap, and sit there as long as I wanted to ice skate in Detroit. Now, it's cold in Detroit. So that, he never complained. He never said, "Are you about ready to go? I'm freezing." He just brought something for himself to do and said, "Let me know when you're ready to go." And I did. And I did. And I took that type of freedom from him, not anywhere else, from him, that kind of support and that freedom that kind of support gives to someone was, I don't know the word for it, but it was priceless. And I had that tucked away in my memory. And I remember now, as plain as day, ice skating around that rink and him reading his book. So those are the kind of stories that we need to get together, come together, bring it together. First, you have to find them. You know, some of them are not all that easy to remember. Like I didn't remember the one I just told you about. It came through the process of just thinking about the past, thinking about what it felt like to be a kid, and thinking about and reading and being curious about yourself, and not saying, "Well, I'm not going to talk about that," because that's over. It's not. If it comes up, it's not over. It's there. And it's part of who you are. And it's part of what you will bring to any relationship that you're in or that you're even considering to be in. That's, I think, part of the reason, not all, not the only reason, part of the reason that, for me, I'll speak for myself, that's part of the reason why I'm single, have been for a while. And it wasn't because I wasn't with anyone. I was. But it was the wrong person for me. Each time, the wrong person. And each time, the wrong person was even a little more wrong for me and a little more damaging for me to get over. And it wasn't until I was ready to say, if I'm never with another person, I'll have friends, I'll have family, I'll have my dog, Koa, sitting there looking at me. And it'll be okay. It'll be okay. But I am open as well. Because the way you learn about yourself is by interacting and being curious who you are. Curious about who you are to other people. Not invested in changing yourself, just curious about how other people experience you. Knowing that that's their experience, not yours, but just be curious about it and see what comes out, see what comes up. You're to be taking a chance, yes, but from my experience, you'll learn a lot about yourself that is, like I said, tucked away and waiting, just waiting to come out so you can be stronger and more involved with who you are. So I would like to take this time right here to invite anyone. It's easy to get in touch with each other now with the technology that we have. Have times when we share who we are in a safe place, be safe, make sure everyone else is safe, and not to judge, not to try to build anything, not to do anything other than learn from your curiosity. I can give you another example. There are still times when I have a reaction to people or a person that I don't know all that well, and it's just superficial exchanges. But I'm realizing in the context, in the process, that there's I'm remembering or I'm thinking about other things, or, you know, wondering. And that is where I can take responsibility for me by being curious about my reaction, whether it's good or bad. And I have learned over the years, this takes years, and what else you got to do? That's what I kept telling myself. What else do I have to do besides make myself a stronger person and get to know myself a little more? See, I can get into more trouble, you know, that kind of thing. But you have the time. While you have the time, be curious. Curiosity did not kill the cat. Curiosity made the human more knowledgeable and stronger. Yes. And on that note, I am going to go and read a book. Part of it, one I'm doing now. So, be power, be love, be power, be love, be wisdom. and continue on that process.
Thank you for listening. This has been Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Alondis Lake. Join us again. Continue to learn how to take charge in every situation, every challenge.